wszystkim, co wistał do Panu. Jako to na Pana Isra. At first blush it appears that the brachas were much the same. To Yaakov he said, V'yitnu chalkin mital ha-shamayim mishman yoretz. So he blessed Yaakov with the mishmanei or tal ha-shamayim that designates the spiritual values, and mishmanei oretz the material values. And to Esau the same thing. Mishmanei oretz here mishivecha. Mital ha-shamayim yoretz. The same thing, but there is one difference. To Yaakov he said, Yitzhak, so you, Yaakov, and the new Esau, you, the Myrus of Esau. But Esau, so, had the middle of Vure. The middle of Vure in Esau was innate. He was an Isha Sodek. He was not afraid. Yitzhak personified Vure. But Yaakov, originally, did not have Vure. Yaakov was an Ishtom, Yeshiva Oret, not Vure, not an Isha Sodek. So Yitzchak wanted to be Mikarev Esav so that he would be able to channel his innate Vure in a constructive way. But Rivke knew her children better than Yitzchak. So that's why Rivke knew that Esav will never channel his natural void constructively, only destructively. So that's why Yitzchak Rivke told Yaakov, the Ishtom, the Ishivori, that he should manipulate to get the broches from Yitzchak. Now, when Yaakov said to Rivke, "Vayima Yaakov Rivke imei, teinei savochi, ish soya, v'onechi ish holok, ulayim sheini odi, v'oyisi v'einov kisamteya, v'iveisi olai klolo v'libroch." My father might touch me, so then he'll find out that I am perpetrating it, fraudulently. So if he said that he may, or like a loss of me, ach shma b'keili, b'leich kachli, don't be afraid. Unkele says, v'amoras le'imei, alai sama bin vue, d'lo yeisun li v'taya aloch pri, b'ram kabel mini v'ozul sabne. So that gives an answer. How did Rivke do that? How did Rivke tell Yaakov to perpetrate a fraud on the father when the father wanted to give the broches to Esau? The answer is Bimbui. All right. So that shifts the question from Rivke to the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo tell Rivke to tell Yaakov to take the brachas, to manipulate, to take the brachas? If the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted Yaakov to have the brachas, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo should have told Yaakov directly, Yitzchak directly, not Rivke. The answer is because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted that Yaakov should be forced to have a confrontation with adverse circumstances, and that will toughen him up. Now we see that Yitzchak was the Isha Sodek, and that he possessed the middle of Vure that was innate in him. But we see that Yitzchak at the very beginning. So he exercised, he showed unusual perseverance and never became frustrated. Frustration was alien to Yitzchak. Vayigdalish, where he says, Vayigdalish, Vayilech holich vigodil at kigodal meit, Vayilo yikne tzein, yikne boko, Vayabudo rabo. Vaykanwe yisiplifti, Vicholadeyo yis asher hofru, Avdi obin bimi avrom obin, Sitlum plifti, Vaymal mofo. So, they tried to frustrate him and to destroy him. Vayim Rav Melech al Yitzchok, Leich meimono, Kiyor tzamtam menu meid. Vayilech, but he didn't become frustrated. Vayilech mishom Yitzchok, Vayichal binachal ro, Vayishishom, Vayoshav Yitzchok, Vayach peres beres hamayim, Asha chofum neavom oviv, Vaysatnum plishtim. So in those days, the Palestinians, that's the ancient Palestinians, the Plishtim, by Satmum Plishtim Achemes Avon, by Yikoem Shemes, Kashemes Ashakol Amodim, by Yachdor Ardi Sobanacha, by Yintushon Beer Maim Chaim, by Yoribu Rei Grohem Rei Yitzchok Lein Alono Amaim, by Yikoshom Adei Reise, Jesus Fimi. And that's not enough. Vayachperu Beiracheres, Vayavivu Gamaleo. They kept on contesting everything that he did. Vayikrosh Mositno. Vayetak Mishom, Vayachper Beiracheres. Vayrobo Alo, Vayikroshom Shomor Echeveis. Vayimeir. Ki Ato Hirch, Vadishem Lanu Forun Lemoriz. So that's Yitzhak, the symbol of Mur. Never became frustrated by anything. So Yitzchok knew that Yaakov had all the miles, but he didn't possess the middle of glory. Yaakov does not know how to fight for his own rights. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom, instead of telling Yitzchok to give him the brachas, to give the brachas to Yaakov, so Yaakov wouldn't have been able to utilize the brachas in a maximum way, because he wasn't tough, he lacked toughness. He was a nishtom yeshiva olim. But Yitzchak, the Rebbeinu Shalom told Rivke to tell Yaakov to manipulate, to get the brachas, then he'll be forced to have a confrontation with adverse circumstances, and then he'll know it will become part, an integral part of his nature. So then he'll be able to use it in the best way possible. But Esav, the Esav Rivkin knew very well that he'll never learn to use Gvura in a constructive way. Now, then, when Yaakov did obtain the broches from Yitzchok, so what was the broche that Yitzchok bestowed upon Yaakov? V'yitin l'cho elikin mitala shamayim nishmane oretz v'rdogam b'sirish. So then when Esav came in, so Esav said, he cried and he said, he says, Avrocha achas hilicho. So Yitzchok said, Caesar said, Nini mishmani oretz hier mishavecho, umitala shamayim, mior. Same thing, like the Yaakov. Yitzchok halakim mitala shamayim mishmani oretz, but there is one difference. To Yaakov, he said, "V'yitzel l'cholalekim mitala shamayim mishmane oretz." In other words, the combination, the synthesis of tala shamayim, which represents spiritual values, and mishmane oretz, material values. There has to be integration between the spiritual values of life and the material values. But to Esav, he said, נשמן אורץ יהיה משבח יוסייטס the future in your life will be material benefits. And but then you also have mitala shamayno, you have certain moments of spiritual experiences, of spiritual experiences. As a matter of fact, that was, that's next week, Saturday, shamayno. So really, that dream by Yaakov, so the Sula had two parts. Sula Mutzapa also meant material values, that Yaakov should stand on solid ground. But the objective should be, why is it important to stand on solid ground? In order to reach unto heaven, to reach spiritual perfection. So, but Esau did not dream of Mishmane Horetz and Tal Shamayim Mishmane Horetz of Sulam Musafarz Varesh Magia Shamayim. Esau only dreamt of Sulam Musafarz Tal Shamayim. That's me all certain moments when he wants to give expression to his spiritual dispositions. But Yaakov, he said that there has to be a combination of spiritual values and material values. So Yitzchok said to Yaakov, V'alchar b'chot tichye v'sachi chotavi v'oya kashatori tefrak to'ule na'otza v'rachot. That's the most amazing thing in the Borges that Yisro gave to Yisro Al-Khab Chotichim. Call down back. In other words, you should live by his sword. So the Ramban says, he doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that Yisro blessed Yaakov that he should live by the sword. He says that even when Bohoyo Kashatoi, and that means as Rashi points out, in other words, Loshin Tzar, Kishayabu Yisroel HaKiro, V'yiyeh Lohopischim Pel Yistaya, Ala Boche Shanot Nota, Uporak Teulim Al Tzavarecho. When the Jews will abandon the Torah, so then you have an opportunity to meet out revenge against Yaakov for taking away, for perpetrating the fraud against him, taking away the broches. So then still al-chabachotichye, not you should live by the sword. You should, the Ramban says, you should survive by the sword, even when your whole life is by the sword. But, and so then, and Yaakov will conquer you, so you're not allowed to kill him. And the Ramban mentions the Medrash, V'kach Yirmeis Uforak To'ulei Mal Tzavarecho Yirmeis L'Yisrael Shel Yisgaru Bon Yisa Medai Lassam Inumro V'huma Shetiva Akosuf V'nishmalta Mei Al Tizgor Bon V'kach Yizkir Rabbeinu Omru כשישה חודשים יושב יאוב שום בכל ישראל עד הכריס כל זכר בערים, כל זוכר בערים. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני אמרתי על תסגרו בו ואתו יפגריס בהם חייכו שאין שישה חודשים עלינו נמנים לכו ומלכוסכו מתכסי ביום עם אבקוס יאוב דידת under instruction from David. ומנדחסים והיום עם אשר מולך דוד על ישראל ארבעים שונו והוא מולך שישה חודשים ואיסיה. But that is not counted. תחסים בחבר'ה עם מולך על ישראל שבע שנים ושישה חודשים. ואיד אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא דוד יודך חדוד איס וחרוץ איס ואני מבקש לי אדם בהם מסילון. So that is So according to Ramban, Al Chabot Yechitichye was the first international law that Yaakov is not allowed to kill prisoners of war. That predated the Hague Conventions by so many centuries and millennia. So, and this is what is happening today. I mean, Jews are ordered by the government, by the right-wing government, not to shoot those who throw stones and heavy boulders at them, but to wait until somebody gets hurt. And because of that, so who is condemned? Not the thousands of Palestinians who threw stones at the thousands of Jews who assembled near the coast of Maroni, but the Jews are being condemned. So it's the same story all over again. This confrontation, so Yaakov's life had a new experience. Yaakov was, he was still the Ishtom Yeshiv Ormi, but he knew that he has to fight for his rights. And then, as he was sleeping on the hard stones, so Vayikach Me'avne Anokim, Vayosef Mirashisov, Vayosef Mirashisov, Vayishkin Vamokim Ahu, Vayachlein Vinisuo Mutzabarzo, Vireishi Magia Shamaimo, Vinimalachi Elikim Ilim Yerimbein. And והדישם יצבולות, ואין מרמי הדישם לכי אברון, אוביחו ולכי יצחוק, הורס אשר תשכי בולרו, דרכו את ננו וזרחו, והוא יוזרחו כאף הורס, ופורצתו, יומו וקדמו, וסופנו ונגבו, וניברו ולחוקו משפריץ האדום וזרחו. So the Medrash says, that Rabbi Nishon said, והוא יוזרחו כאף הורס, ופורצתו יומו וקדמו, בתנאי Now, years ago, before the new Aliyah, so the modern Jews who came to Eretz Yisrael to settle there and to build Eretz Yisrael, they built Pesach Tikva, they built Yafo, so they criticized the Talmid Yagmur, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov. He said, what did they do? They came to die in Eretz Yisrael, but that was a very unfair criticism. It is true that they came to die because they had no opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael. But if not for the Yishuv HaYoshen, there never would have been a Yishuv HaChodosh, there never would have been a Pesach Tikva, there never would have been a Tel Aviv, a Haifa, and they certainly would not have, there would never have been a Zionist organization, not even the Chizkiyah movement. Only they were the pioneers who risked malaria and all kinds of sicknesses in order to build out Israel, but they couldn't build, so they went there and they walked there from Europe to live in out Israel. So that was the tnai that the Rebbe Nishon mentioned to Yaakov Avinu. V'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ores uferatz te'yomo v'keimo v'zoteino v'negbo v'nivru v'choko mishpachis adomu zaracho but v'tnai shato kovo alo. That was the first stage in the upbuilding of Eretz Yisrael. And even though Eretz Yisrael belonged to Yaakov, it was given to Avraham Avinu, but still, he had to work hard. Chazal say in the Medrash that there are three things that the Bnei Yisrael cannot have any complaints against the Jews. One is the acquisition of Moras Machpelah. They paid Kesef Mor. And one is the acquisition of the Haram Rio. So from Arena Yivusi they bought it. And then one is Shechem. But ironically, these are the three things that although Mitzrayim complained against Eretz Yisrael, so it's the same story all over again. And then we see that the same dream of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov had, of Sula Musa parts of Reishim Agi Hashemayimo, which consists of two parts, one of a ladder standing on solid ground, and the other one that its objective is to reach high unto heaven. That was the contrast with the dream of the Deraflog. What if Deraflog also dreamt of a ladder? But what kind of a ladder? They wanted to conquer outer space, and the purpose of conquering outer space was to wage a war against revenge. So then we had the Deraflog, that as a result of that, instead of having one mankind, so we had different 70 nations. They said what Yaakov's dream, on the contrary, was of the Sulamuts of also of Reishim Agi Hashemayimo, not to just to stand on solid ground, but the objective should be to realize perfection, spiritual perfection. Now, Yosef HaTzadik, so the brothers of Yosef were jealous of him. Why? Because he was a dreamer, he was a Baal Halimus. So what were the Halimus of Yosef HaTzadik? So if you look into the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, which consisted of two dreams, so really it was the same dreams as Yaakov's dream, except that Yaakov dreamt in one dream of two parts, and Yosef analyzed that into its component. Yosef HaTzadik dreamt two dreams, right? So Vayachlen Yosef Chalein Vayagid Lechov Vayisif Vayitzne Yosef. I mean, they hated him, they disliked him before too, because while he's awake he was also a dreamer. But then when he mentioned his chalein while he was sleeping, vayimer aleihem shimunu achalein hazeh asher chalamti, hine anachnu mi'alnu malumin b'sich hasodeh, v'nikoma al mosi, v'gam nitzoru, v'hine yisusubenu al moseichem, v'atishtachabenu al molosi. So the brothers resented that. And what was the dream? The dream was of the Sulam of the Baals, that everybody had to recognize that he is the superpower. Vayimu Leachov, Hamolich Timlich Aleinu, Im Moshe Tim Shelbonu, Vayisifo Eid, Snei Eisei, Ol Chalamei Sob Al Vorov. But then he dreamt another Chalim, Vayachlim Eid, Chalim Achaya, Vayisafer Eisei Leachov, Vihinei Hashemesh Vayareach, Vahadosho Kichovim, Nishtach Vayim. That's already the Reishim Agi Hashemayimu. Vayisafer Lovi Belechov, Vayiga Beyoviv. So in the first Chalein, his father didn't rebuke him. Only the brothers, but in the second Chalein, the father rebuked him. Ayimolei, Ma Chalim Hazeh Asher Cholomto, Havei Novei Ani V'Imcho V'Achecho L'Shtacha V'Slecha Otso. Vaikanu v'yachov, v'yovi shomos ador, even though Yaakov rebuked him, but he realized, felt, that this is the same dreams that he had, except that he analyzed Yaakov's dream into its components. Then Vayimalei, Vayimayisrael Yisif, Halyachecho Reim Bishchem, לחובש לוחך עליהם, ואים עליהם איני, ואים עליהם, לך מראי ישלים אחכו, וישלים עצי, ושבי מדורו, וישלוחים ומאים את חברים, ויוב ישכם. So, Chazal say, what's מאים את חבר? What does it mean? מאים את חבר? על החברים בהור, so why is it called the image? שנאמר ויעלו בנגב ויעלו את חברים אלו מאיצו עמוקו של איסי צדיק הקובו בחברים לקיים מה שנאמר לאברון בנצום כי גאיה יהיה זרחו וצורת השבוכה נבין that the נבואה of גאיה גאיה זרחו should be fulfilled and Yitzhak, who had the same dreams of Yaakov, so who acquired from Yitzhak the middle of Gvura, even though it was not a natural quality in him, so that was given over, was transmitted to Yitzhak too. So, and then when it's by Yitzhak, Ish, Viniseya Dasode, who is Vayishaleo Yishleimer Motivakish. So the Tarbasha mentions the Medrash Tanhume, who is the Yiva Yitzreyu Yish? Ze Gavriel. Shenema Bo Yish Gavriel. How does Chazal know that this Ish means a person? All right, in Malach is also called Ish. But how did Chazal know that this Ish was Gavriel? The answer is Yeseiv, who was really like Yaakov and Ishton Yeshi behold. So, but he acquired the middle of Vure that Yaakov acquired, even though it was not a natural quality in him. So, and that's the middle of Vure is symbolized by Gavriel. Gavriel is the symbol of Vure. And the raya that Chazal had that the Yish is Gavriel is because you find nice people, so if they ask you to help them out, so they'll help you out. But here, this Yish asked Yosef, what is he looking for? So that requires an angelic quality, not just a nice character, but an angelic quality. So Chazal say that was Gavriel. And then we find the same middle of joy that Yitzchak acquired from Yaakov, so that manifests itself throughout Yitzchak's career. So in Mitzrayim, so when Yitzchak's Potiphar, so tried to force him by threatening him to put him in the dungeon. So he didn't budge. How is it he didn't budge? He could have been made a heter l'atzmei. But Chazal say that Musyu Pnei Shaloviv was always before Yaakov, and that Musyu Pnei Shaloviv so always warned him. Now, how would Yaakov act under your circumstances? And that's what saved Yosef. So then we see now in the year of Halemes, so not only Yaakov and Yosef were dreamers. You're not fearless. But even though they were standing on solid ground, but they always aspired to a Yereshi Magi HaShemayim. Even Pari Orosha was also a dreamer. Harei was no more realist than Yaakov and Yosef. But what did Harei dream? Harei dreamt of power. That's all. Vayim kish nosayim yomim. Ufare chilei, v'nei mi yalayeya. So the Medrash Rabbi says, Bo Yorei, Tzadikim Hashem Kishemchim, Hashem Meyud Aleim, Shenema Min Adishem Mitzvot. But the Shoyim Kishemchim, Hei Meim Dim Al Aleheim, the Yeyad Mal River that was the idol, the deity of the Mitzrim. So he dreamt that he stands on top of his God. Bin in Nair Eli Sheba Poets Yofin Smare Uvriz Bosa Batrena Bochu Bin Sheba Poets Achiris Eli Sachir Nair Hoi Smare Bidakis Bosa Vata Meidno Itzel Apoets Al Svas Ayeya. So they dreamt, he dreamt of the Poets, the Talmin that they swallowed up. But the Chalma HaPoris, Rois HaMare Vidakis HaPosho, Yisheva HaPoris, Yifis HaMare, Vabriz, Vayi Katzpare. But then again, Vayi Sheva Yachalim Sheins, in Yisheva Shibboli Melis, Bikone Echot, Vriis Viteilis, in Yisheva Shibboli Dakis, Ushtufis, Kodim, Tzimchis Achreem, Vata, and again, Vati Lano, השיבולים הדקייס היא שבע השיבולים הפריז והמלט והייקיץ פארי ונחלי. So, he was only dreaming of power. And then, when he told his dream to the Chartumim, so they didn't know what it means. So the Saramashkin at that time told Pari that when he was in the dungeon, together with Yitzchak, so then he and the Sarafim dreamt dreams. And then the Nar Ivri, he told us the meaning of our dreams. Vahika Shatosalot, King Hoyoi, King Hoyo, Eisi Heishi Balkani, the Eisi Sal. So then Parik took out Yitzchak from the dungeon and he told him all the dreams. And then what did Yosef, and Yosef told him the meaning of the dreams. And he advised Parei to accumulate all the food, so that the people in Egypt will have food in the Sheva Shnei Sorot. So then Yosef became the most important person in Egypt. And he became the prime minister in Egypt. And he, again, this is the implementation of the Reishi Magi Ashamaimo, how to use the Sulamos of Arzo in order to help the whole human race. So it's the same thing. The Maisa of a Simon Liboni is not only Maisa of a Simon Liboni, that the experience of the others reflects the experience of the Jewish people throughout the generations, but it means the experience of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov really is the same, was repeated in the life of Yosef. So that is the glory of the Jewish people. And the same thing happened today. I mean, after all, the biggest miracle today is the establishment of the State of Israel right after the Holocaust, when Jews were so desperate and they were ready, you know, to assimilate themselves with all the going. But so the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Jewish people the State of Israel. At first it was a small state, and then Mohammed Sheikh Sayomi, it became a big state. And this is something that the Ummah Salem cannot tolerate. But our answer should be to continue Maisa Ove Simon Rebbeinu, and to show glory in face of all adverse circumstances, and then the Mosheim themselves will have to recognize that the Jewish people, he has been the dreamer throughout the generations of Sulam Mitzatar Sodereshi Magia Shemaimo, and their salvation consists only if the Jewish people will be given an opportunity to be Neil Lagoy for the whole world. Yaakov brought the prayer from Esav, and Esav said, so the question is, how is it possible to say the prayer? Before Matan Torah, in those days, so the prayer in your life, can Cain give up his grune? Of course not. So how is it that Yaakov brought the prayer from Esav? The answer is, there is a basic distinction between the role of the prayer in the form of the Torah and the role of Gan. Kihune is in other words, Cain couldn't give up the Kuhn. He cannot resign. But let's say a king bottle has the role of doing certain avedis, and Kitar has to do everything himself. But even the rest of the year, so the king bottle can do only certain things. A king bottle can give up his kunedele to somebody else, of course. A king hedget will never be able to take to replace it, but he can give up the kunedele to be replaced by somebody else. So the reason as to why Yaakov was able to buy the prayer, because Yaakov knew the taste of his natural for Avede. He despised it, Lomri Prayer. So Mele Yaakov bought the prayer from Esav, in order that the prayer that Esav had should not be